Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning. And create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Welcome into the 4 o'clock hour. Monday get-together. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. It's been a bit of a testy afternoon here amongst the hosts. Very quickly, before we go too much further into this segment, apology not necessary, but clarification necessary. When I said, I'm sure you're in time to get the food to Scraby at the media meal for Saturday night soccer game, that was in reference to you being a freeloader, not to you needing to eat so badly.
Well, you know, as a kid that was bullied for his weight growing up, Chris, it didn't take it that way, okay?
Sorry you did. That's why I'm clarifying. Clarifying, not apologizing. Yeah. The solid
he was
line.
Talking about your freeloading ways, man.
That's right. Just
and,
talking about.
And I have no problem being called a freeloader voice. Because I am a freeloader.
Darn right you are. And all of us
stand
are.
Up,
hey, look, there
stand
is no
up proud. Buddy.
There is nobody in the media who can claim otherwise. I've not ever seen a media person.
Oh, you're telling me a media person's never been a freeloader?
No, I said never
I
not been a freeloader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, every media person has to claim being a freeloader.
Yes,
there is absolutely anybody who says otherwise is just flat out lying.
We all kind of get a chance to do our little, our own little bit of freeloading as media members.
We're quite complainers about it as well. Had some old sandwiches, you know.
Yeah, no, I can remove me from that category. I try.
Well, you're a big league ball player. You're a big league meal guy.
On that one.
You don't.
What does that mean? I'm a big league.
Are you calling Tony fat now? A big league meal guy? Man. I'm sorry we can't be so all svelte like you, Chris.
You eat in big league ballparks on a nightly basis. I'd say you probably do okay. Guys like me eat in minor league arenas.
No, guys like us, Chris, get the free hot dogs in the press box after the third inning.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Petco Park, God love them.
You guys are in the same ballpark that I'm in.
We love the I love that lady who whips up the hot dogs in the third inning.
I don't know her name either, but she's very nice. We always chat.
She's the nicest lady. Petco Park, God love her.
And she does the hot dogs right. Like, she cuts them so that they all cook really well.
She's fantastic.
Then you can go over and get some nachos.
Why don't we get her on the show, as a matter of fact. Never mind the rest of these Padre guys. Let's get somebody on who really matters.
Hot dog, that is for sure.
Somebody who really matters. All right, 403
I'm only laughing because she is serious about those hot dogs.
Oh, that no question.
She's not playing. Like, I'm going to make these hot dogs. They're going to remember these hot dogs after they finish.
And we do.
And we're talking about them on the radio. We're not joking. We love those hot dogs. It's the reason I go to games sometimes is for the hot dog.
Yeah,
she's can't lie.
Down on hot dogs.
All right,
what do you got? You. Go ahead, sir.
No, I just want to remind everybody we're going to give out a biggest fan prize at 5:30 today. Stick around for that. If your name is called, we'll have a chance to qualify for the grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends at a Odyssey Suite Padre game later this season. If you haven't registered yet, my goodness, what have you been waiting for? Go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. And since it's a new month, we have a new prize.
We sure do.
Today to give away in Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Shall we read the prize? It's actually a pretty interesting prize.
It's one I'd take.
Me too. You will be qualified for 2 tickets to Alanis Morissette at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on October 24th, 2-night hotel stay October 23rd through the 25th at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. So that is what is on the line for this month. A pretty good prize. You know, growing up, my dad was a huge fan of Alanis Morissette. So was my mom. Lots of Alanis Morissette in my ears as a kid, which growing up and listening to those songs, they're not for kids at all.
There's a little bad language in some of them.
Not at all.
And the themes of the songs are not for kids.
The themes aren't kid-friendly either. No.
No, but I couldn't tell that way back when. So, the rules.
I could see you just wailing away in the car.
You ought to know. I'm telling you, I love Alanis. I can believe Jag a Little Pill, all that stuff. 100%.
I could visualize it perfectly.
Okay. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you are a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today. So our first contestant for today is going to be, let's see, Alex in Cardiff. Alex.
Good.
Hello,
what's up,
sir.
Alex.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being on.
Thanks for coming on. Yeah.
Drove through Cardiff yesterday.
Right. Oh, yeah? How was it?
Beautiful.
Right. Beautiful.
Sometimes
always.
My wife and I just like to take a ride up Pacific Highway.
Oh.
And we went through Cardiff. It's fantastic.
I Pacific Highway.
Recommend it to everybody.
I wish I would have like egged Chris's car as he was driving by. That was sweet.
Probably would have missed.
Let's go first question, please.
He's probably right. I would have missed.
How many goals has SDFC scored so far in this young season?
I'm going to guess 3 because I don't know.
Doesn't know.
He's got to go 3. 3 is incorrect.
Yeah.
Hello for the
dos.
Steal.
I got 2, but we are also unscored through 2 matches, so we got that going for us, which is
hey,
nice.
Hey man, how you keep making the balloons go up?
I don't know how that's happening. To be honest, I don't know. I think it's the AI in your camera or something, because Tony keeps like
every time
waving his hands in the air, and then balloons like show. Now they don't show up. Of course, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's very strange. All right.
I don't know if you can see the look on my face, but I'm completely perplexed. I have no idea what you're talking about.
On Tony's YouTube.
So, like, on the screen,
yeah.
There randomly have been balloons, and I feel like, is it whenever you hit the ding button? Is that when the...
No, it has nothing to do with anything that I'm doing. Huh. It's so strange.
Yeah. There's balloons keep coming up, and I know that it's prompted by something that yeah. we're doing during the show. That's
you're just
going to
have
happen.
Balloons.
I mean,
it's just going to be very festive where
I'm locked in
I
on the YouTube page right is. Now. I want to see what you're talking about.
I just want to figure out what it is so I can keep making the balloons show up. All right. Let's go to our next contestant.
Yes. Let's go to Juan in Vista. Hello, Juan.
Hi, Juan.
What's up, Juan?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Juan.
I'm ready to play. Also, I'm a first-time player.
First-time player! Send off the balloons. No, nope.
Didn't happen.
Didn't work.
Dang. Now we're now it's not
all right,
going.
Second question.
You there, Tom?
What NBA player leads the NBA in points per game?
Right now?
Right now.
Right now. Okay.
Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis.
AD.
AD on top.
There was a point where he was in the 30s, right?
Yeah. It could be somebody else. I think it's SGA, but it might have changed. I'll say SGA.
Whoops, I put it down. Sorry.
Oh. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Juan.
Juan, it is SGA.
That's correct.
He's been ahead most of the year, but I know who is Doncic, I think, was close to him. But anyway.
All right.
Move on.
On to our next contestant.
Dan in Encinitas.
Dan in
Dandy.
Oh, we got to get the radio off, Dan.
It's all right. I like hearing myself.
Hello? Okay. All right. We got to go somewhere else.
He was dialed in, for real. Couldn't even hear us.
He's going to hear us in a second.
His radio tells him. He's going to be like,
Kevin in Oceanside.
Kevin, what's
gentlemen,
going on?
Good afternoon.
Hello,
good afternoon, Kevin.
How's it going, guys?
We're good, good, Kevin. We're good. Yeah.
Here we go.
I have a quick take.
Sorry, locked into the game.
Oh, Scraby. What's your take? Kevin.
Hey, if the Padres want to save money, quit giving away free fruit to everybody in the press box. Give them only money. Parking limit, old fashioned.
That is, that's not a bad suggestion, to be honest. I think that's not a bad suggestion.
You know, I want to say this. Good. Back in the old days, they actually did give away free dinner to everybody. They made dinner, and everybody could have dinner. Now you have to actually pay for dinner.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't get it twisted. They have to get
yeah,
free
you have to pay
food.
For.
They might get free drinks, but they get.
And the hot dogs are free.
I think
but
the
you
hot dogs
wait
are free
until,
later
like,
in
the
game.
Fourth
but
inning.
The actual dinner, they do have a dinner up there every night because there's a lot of people that are there from like 2 o'clock on. They actually have to have some dinner, and
it looks delicious. Never had it.
I've never paid for it. No, you got to pay for it. So anyway, Kevin, that's a funny comment for sure.
Okay,
Scraby, I like it.
Scraby, I didn't mean Scraby. You weren't supposed to see that. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay,
I forgot I was on Kevin.
Yep, you were.
Question number one.
Okay, one.
What team did the Aztecs men's team just beat on Saturday?
New Mexico.
Wyo. Ming.
Oh. I actually for a second thought you said Ohio. But you're right. Sorry, Kevin.
Yes, Wyoming held on to the victory against the Cowboys. All right. Next contestant, Scraby.
They just all dropped.
Everybody went home?
Uh-oh. They said, man, this game's
no,
stupid.
No, now people are calling back, but
what
I can't put
there?
Them on hold. Oh, there it goes. All right, I don't
know. Scraby basically just dropped everybody.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do it, okay?
he must have felt like you guys were too recognizable, so
no,
he got rid of all y'all.
We're going to Rich in Chula Vista. Hello, Rich.
Rich in Chula, how are you, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Rich.
We are well.
I've had better
First
days.
Question.
You still can redeem yourself. You got an hour and 45 minutes left.
Yeah, you still got time, brother.
Yeah.
What causes a corner kick?
I like that. We're kind of in, you know, teaching people the game of soccer. It's good.
We're a footy show now.
Oh, let's see. A corner kick is when the defense kicks it out of the back of the goal.
I mean, I think, yeah, yeah.
That works.
That was way better than I would have explained it, so good job.
Yeah. If the defending team is the last to touch the ball,
yeah,
and it goes out of bounds on the end line,
yes,
the offensive team gets a corner kick. I think he said it pretty well, though.
He did.
Give
he
it
did.
To him.
For sure.
It too.
For sure. I All said right, ball OB behind goalie.
Yeah, but the important thing is who it's last touched by. Because of the offense, right?
I would have.
Offense does, it's a goal kick.
Right.
All right, here we go. Question number two. All right, there are two Padres tied for the team lead in hits in spring training. Mm. Name both.
Name them both? Wow.
This year.
Yeah, right now.
Oh, man.
Right now.
I'd say one of them is Merrill.
Says Merrill, and?
And the other one, I would say Tatis.
Tatis.
We do say spring training doesn't matter, so.
Right. So Ornelas and Gonzalez. The only reason I know is because we had all the stats up earlier when we were talking about the spring training guys. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Rich.
Rich, you ran into bad luck there, because otherwise I would have never known that.
Yeah, those questions are tricky in spring training because it could be just hits leaders, especially this early, can be somebody you never heard of. In
all right,
this
case, two
guys.
We got to go
tiebreaker, huh?
Yeah, what are we?
George Bell, Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, George Bell.
He could hack.
Royals and Blue Jays? Or just Blue Jays?
I think Cubs and Blue Jays. Might have stuck
with the Blue Jays.
White Sox as well. He's the MVP one year.
White Sox at the end.
It was MVP Toronto, White Sox, and then the Cubs for 1 year.
Right.
But ended with the White Sox.
What was the MVP?
Toronto, 87.
87 MVP. Very good.
Wow, this dude had 47 home runs. Oh,
George
I just
Bell
gave away
hit.
Something. I shouldn't.
Yeah, come
George
on, man. You're going to be giving numbers up.
All right, let's get our contestant. We're going to go to Javier. Hello, Javier.
Oh, hello.
Have you ever heard the tiebreaker before?
Yes.
All right. So what I'm going to do is ask Chris for a number. He's going to give it to me. Javier is going to guess whether the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said. So, Chris, how many? Let's see. How many total bases in his career?
Oh my God! Come on.
Okay, that's too hard.
I can't even add that up.
That's too hard. What? How many RBIs? How about that?
RBIs. How many years?
12.
12 years. Well, he had a couple hundred RBI seasons for sure, but he didn't average 100. So I'm going to say 900 RBIs. That'd be 75 per year on average.
All right, 900 RBIs. Javier, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Wait, what was his guess again? My AirPod.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine was 900 RBIs in 12 years.
For who?
George Bell.
For George Bell?
Yeah.
Less then.
Less, he says right away. He was on him.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
You thought
Javier.
He had it. What was it?
It was 1,002.
Really? George Bell was good.
He did seem hella confident when
he did.
Said
he was
that.
Like, oh, George Bell
yeah,
down
like,
for
yeah,
sure.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nope. Not the case.
Next contestant.
I haven't been able to screen this person, but it says the last name is Preston something. So let's go to you, Preston something. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hey. Aaron.
What's
Hi.
Your name?
Aaron.
Right. Okay,
Aaron's on.
There we
Aaron.
Go.
Let's go.
Have
Aaron.
You ever played the tiebreaker before, Aaron?
Negative. First time caller, long time listener.
All right.
Thanks, first time player.
We're going to save that for your All next right. time you call in because we're on the tiebreaker.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Sorry.
You're on the tiebreaker.
False
so say
alarm.
That next time you call in will actually officially be your first time.
Yes.
So you get a freebie here.
Stay right there, Aaron. I'm going to ask Chris for a number. You're going to guess whether the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris says. Chris, how many walks in his career?
Oh, boy. George Bell was a hack. He just swung like crazy. Packer, 12 seasons. Nobody walked in those days, man. You didn't walk your way to the MVP back in 1987. So I'm going to say about 40 to 50 a year. That's all. 500 walks.
500 walks in his career. Aaron, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower.
Nice job, Aaron.
Hey, all right, Aaron.
Stay there, Aaron. I'm going to get your information in the break. You have been qualified to Alanis Morissette's actual answer is 331.
Yeah, they swung the bat back then.
Didn't play around in 1982 for some reason.
1982 is probably injured.
The whole year?
Maybe so.
All right,
very good. Good round of Chris versus the fans today. More Gwen and Chris after traffic.
Ooh, I got it.
I think.
Delete.
Okay, here we go. Yes.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Segment here, 524 here in Phoenix, 424, 25 now, in San Diego. Debo Samuel. He gone. Off to the Commanders we go. Before I get into that baseball coverage on 97.3, the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Scraby, you've been begging for the 49ers to move Debo. You got your wish. He gone. The Commanders get better. I will say that. He doesn't have to be the everything there with that quarterback that they have. But you get your wish. Scrape, how are you feeling about this, man?
I feel fantastic. It's going to be a weird thing about Debo in his 49ers
Careful when you turn your head. Your nose just hit the microphone.
Oh, I'm lying. Is that what you're saying? I'm Pinocchio.
Yeah, I think you're lying. Yeah, I think you're lying.
No, Debo just hasn't been. He was great 1 year, and he was average most years. And I think last year he really jumped the shark by calling for the ball and then dropping the ball when they threw him the ball in a game where they needed to absolutely win or else they would be eliminated from the playoffs. The only thing I don't understand is a fifth round pick. Like, were the 49ers that much in a hurry to get him out of there? Because I would have his contract's up after this year. Why don't you let him play out his contract and then have him go to free agency?
Because they've learned their lesson already. They tried to play that route with my last guy, and it started their season off on the wrong foot.
Brandon Ayuk
ruined their season.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk.
Because they didn't listen to me and just get rid of the guy.
Listen,
Maybe you begged for him.
Either you're willing to pay or you're not. Trying to squeeze every bit of juice out of the orange is not going to always lead to good harmony, apparently. And so I think they're kind of – they know Debo can be disruptive. They've been down this path before they gave him his money the first time when they still felt like he had some good football ahead of him. They clearly don't feel like that anymore. So –
I think he's a role guy now. He's a role guy. He's the short yardage guy.
You're talking yourself into this. This guy's going to go to Washington. He's going to catch 80 balls. He's going to run the ball. He's going to gain 1,500 to 2,000 yards. And all you're going to have to show for it is that stupid fifth round pick that every NFL team accepts for star players. I can't believe this again.
I'll say this. I think it's a stupid move too. And here's the thing that nobody, I feel like, has said. The 49ers stopped using Debo the way that he was most productive.
Because he couldn't. He was getting injured. He was missing games. His ankle was bad. His knee was bad. His hamstring was bad.
He played 15 games last year. He played 15 the year before. How many was he missing? One a year?
But there were games where he was clearly limited by injury, where he only played a certain amount of plays.
I don't think they gave him chances.
They didn't give him the same type of chance. I mean, they were giving the ball in the backfield, for crying out loud, when he was in his prime. I mean, they were just giving him different. He's the type of guy that he doesn't have to run a route in order for you to get him the ball. Just find a way. And that's really what your head coach was so good at, was finding these unique ways to get him the ball where he can get out in open space. And he was a problem because nobody wants to tackle that thick dude.
No,
right?
No.
So, Scraby, look at your coach right here. Targets in 2021 when he was the Associated Press All-Pro guy. 121. Last 2 years, 94, 89, 81. Now, you're going to blame him.
Okay, well,
but that's 40 times less per season that he's getting the ball.
Targets,
and that doesn't include the rushing attempts.
I was going to say, and number one, he has to get open to get a target. He wasn't open much. Yeah. In 2021, he caught 77 passes for 1,405 yards, 6 touchdowns. He also rushed for 365 yards and 8 touchdowns. He's never even come close to any of those numbers.
Well, you don't need him to become close.
The following year, it's half of that production, and that's what they're paying him for, is the production that he gave them.
Nah, you don't need him. That's fine. Listen, you want to move off of him, you think he's washed, fine. He's going to play lesser of a role with the Commanders, and he's going to be a big
God, I hope they play the Niners next year. That'll be a tasty game.
I don't know if they do, but I do think this is the dumbest part of everything, is that they in conference. I hate when you trade players in conference because you're going to have to eventually face them if you want to get to a Super Bowl.
Listen. It's one thing. Division. Well,
what's he
going
to do? You just said he stinks. He's not going to stand in your way of going to the Super Bowl.
But there's always that one game where you're like, Debo.
I think Debo
is going to be a better football player on the Commanders than he was for the last couple of years with the 49ers, for sure.
What you have to ask yourself is, what are you going to get out of that fifth round pick? A backup punter? I mean, a fifth round pick? I mean, you're going to get a third string linebacker unless you just had a magic selection. And that's not just on the 49ers. It's on every team in the NFL that trades away good players for a fifth round pick every time. I don't get it. Drives me nuts.
I tweeted on Schefter's thing. I said, once again, I have no idea of the value of a draft pick in the NFL.
Either.
And some guy goes, he tries to break it down for me. Well, Debo's coming into the last year.
I'm like, okay,
I didn't ask for you to break it down for
don't
me.
Need to break Time down.
Up. I love those guys right there that hop on there. Let me explain it.
Yes, I know exactly what's going on here.
Well, actually.
I guarantee if I, just real quick, if I did a rundown, a fifth round pick from the draft 3 years ago, How many of those players do you think anybody's heard of now?
Every single one.
I think you should do this because I know you got it in you.
I can find it.
You should find out.
Yeah, do it.
What these fifth rounders are doing.
Yeah. What do they turn into? All right, we'll look at that.
See.
All right, let's get to break. Big five on the other side.
Tony, nobody says that like you, by the way.
I can't take credit. Hawk Harrelson is the man on that. Let's get to break. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side. It's Krabby's Big Five.
All right, welcome back. 4:38. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scraby, who loves the fact that Deebo Samuel is out of San Francisco in exchange for a fifth-round pick. So before we get to your big five, Scrabe, and I don't want to carry over, but I'm going to give you some of the fifth-round selections that have been made the last few years.
Let's hear it.
Let's start with 2023.
Okay.
That's, two seasons ago?
Yes.
Fifth-round picks. Yes. I'll give you Chase Brown, running back, Bengals.
Ooh, okay.
Pretty good.
All right.
Puka Nacua.
Ooh.
Receiver, Rams. That's all I'll give you. I've never heard of any of the other ones. I'm just saying there might be a couple of more on there that I don't know who exactly they are, but 2 out of 30 is not exactly a great percentage. 2022, you got Shakir, the receiver, Buffalo.
Yeah.
You got Jerome Ford, running back for Cleveland. Yeah. You got Kyron Williams, your running back for the Rams.
That's a really good pick for
that's
them.
That's 2022.
Man, the Rams just hit on two fifth-rounders?
They hit two fifth-rounders. That's why they're good. But, again, that's a pretty low.
Yeah.
That's a low percentage. Back to 2021, which is a four-year window.
Yeah.
Nobody, really. Evan McPherson, Noah Gray are the only ones I've heard of. I'm going to give you the 49ers. Fifth-round picks those years.
Wow, this is interesting.
And then you can tell me if any of these guys do it. I know one of them's good.
Okay.
Lenoir, cornerback.
Deion Lenoir.
Yeah, him. This one's a good fifth-round pick in 2021. Hufanga, the safety.
He's always hurt, but he's good.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, all right. Daryl Luter, Jr.
I don't know about that.
And 2022, Samuel Womack.
Oh, yeah, Samuel Womack. No, I've never
that's
heard
what
of
I mean.
Samuel Womack.
So
I was about to say, what?
So I'm making my point. I'm sure real draft nicks could go through and find some other players that are contributing to teams, you know, in areas that I'm not familiar with.
If they hit
but
on the
fifth
pick,
round, yeah, if you hit on it, sure,
works.
But the odds are really slim.
That's why I said just
seems
keep
to me.
Deebo,
so
let
what?
Him play. And let him go find a new team after the year.
That's why I don't like trading for the fifth-round pick, but that's what teams always trade for. Fifth-round pick.
They do.
Love the fifth round.
Every time.
They really do.
Deebo Samuel, all-pro, fifth round. Okay, you're done and done.
Fifth round
like Tom
is
Brady.
Jam, man. They love it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, do you want two firsts? No, I'll take a fifth-rounder.
Rather have a fifth.
Rather have a fifth.
Yeah. Fifth's much better. Anyway, that's kind of the way that goes. All right, we got a lot
worse
more
about my situation, Chris. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to give you the rundown.
Real quick, before you go in there, before you go into your big five, I was 1,000% positive that you would have the TMZ story of Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz apparently slugging it out, and it's not in here. I'm super surprised by that.
I find
surprise.
All of it to be very pretentious, and so I didn't put it in there. Because okay, Jordan Schultz, did you know that he's the son of the CEO, the former CEO of Starbucks? And
I did hear that recently.
Yeah, and he in himself reports weird stuff sometimes. Let's talk about it later, though. If you guys want to
get to traffic, and then
I didn't ask for your opinion. I was just saying I was surprised. You didn't
yes, you just yeah. You don't always
as
have
I
to
say,
give
I
your
don't
opinions.
Really like the story, and then I give the opinion. All right, here
stupid
we go.
Stupid story, but here's what I think.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandralina Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, we got some Big Five ahead.
Number five.
And we're going to start with the Buster Olney article. That's right. Buster Olney has been ranking each position around baseball the last few weeks. Chris has gladly paid for the ESPN Plus so that
we
can read it.
Is this Buster Polney?
This is Olney. Buster Polney is his evil twin.
Okay.
He recently released his best relieving pitchers. Number one on the list. Can you guys guess? I think Tony's reading it. But
best relief pitchers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one?
I'm not reading it.
Oh. Yeah. Who do you think's the best relief pitcher in baseball, according to Buster Olney?
Class A.
Tanner.
Hmm.
Oh,
Chris is right.
Class A, yeah,
is right.
Yeah.
Tanner Scott was number three.
Okay.
So number one is Emmanuel Class A, and then I scrolled, and I scrolled, and I kept on scrolling looking for a Padre. The only Padre to make the list was in the final honorable mention spot, and it was someone I did not even expect. Buster only named Jeremiah Estrada as an honorable mention of best relievers in baseball. So, Chris, should the Padres have at least one reliever in the top 10? Actually, I'm changing this.
Okay.
I'm changing this.
Good idea. Good idea.
Is the best reliever on the Padres Jeremiah Estrada?
Not yet.
That's a better question.
Yeah, that's a better question. But no, he's not yet. He hasn't accomplished the same thing. I mean, look, everybody wants to, get rid of Suarez and the whole thing, and he gave up three runs yesterday, and All I know is that Suarez notched down almost every save he was given last year. He had an unbelievable season. I think there was one or two hiccups along the way. That's an amazing season for a closer. Suarez was awesome.
He's throwing too many fastballs.
Yeah. I mean, this guy did the job last year, and I'm glad they haven't replaced him. But I think Jason Adam is a little more accomplished. Estrada had the highlight of the year, though. He struck out 13 straight guys. This never happened before in the history of the game.
That is pretty insane.
But for consistency and longevity, I got to give it to the other guys. Estrada, maybe one day.
All right, Tony, is Jeremiah Estrada the best reliever on the team?
No. I personally think Jason Adam is the best.
Jason Adam, oh, man. Yeah.
On the team.
I love that guy. You can go get somebody in the eighth.
I don't know that
inning,
I've ever felt. I really don't know that I've ever felt that comfortable with a pitcher coming in out of the bullpen. Like, I don't even. I haven't. I don't even know that I've ever had a thought of him like giving up a base runner. Forget giving up a run. Like, I just he's filthy, man. He's filthy, and I think he'd be a closer on any other team he'd be on.
Well, at least they have a guy that they know.
He
they
still
can
go might
to.
Be this year's closer. I know that's crazy.
He very well could
there's
be.
There's 3 weeks left. I mean, you could make a trade with Suarez.
Yeah,
it could still happen. We'll just something to think about. But Jason Adam is. Yeah, I agree with you, Tony. I said it last year, and then he immediately gave up a run the first time I said it. But I said eighth inning. I mean, it's it's like lights out every time. Yeah, he's just incredible.
All right.
Four.
Former Cardinal Connor Thomas was a fifth-round draft pick in 2019 by the Cardinals, and he never
There's that round again.
I know. That's true. He never quite developed how they wanted him to. Then the Brewers selected him in the latest Rule 5 draft and is seeing how much better it is outside of St. Louis. He told Brewers reporters recently, quote, "As far as the coaching side of it, there really wasn't a whole lot. It was a bunch of, hey, this is what you do. Just try to go figure it out and figure out how to get hitters out. There were no tweaks, nothing like that. Nothing of this. A great organization. I enjoyed my time over there, but I'm happy to be with a team that's on the coaching side of it doing a little more for me," end quote. Seems like there are more and more complaints about the Cardinals. So, Tony, what happened to the St. Louis Cardinals?
Oh, man, this is a lot to unpack. I'll try to be quick. First, I think there was a change in philosophy. I mean, that is really the only reason why we have Mike Shield here in our organization. After being a manager of the year, getting his team to back-to-back postseasons, they fired him. And they fired him because he, as a guy that had been in that organization for a very long time and had seen how they consistently developed, consistently made quality big leaguers, and consistently were winning at the big league level, through their minor league system. The Cardinals didn't go out and sign big free agents very often. And so they had to do it through their system. At some point, that philosophy changed. And although they still clearly draft well, they got a bunch of studs. Jordan Walker, the shortstop there. They got
Mason
some guys
Wynn.
Who can play. Yeah, Mason Wynn, sorry. They got some guys who can play, but clearly the philosophy changed and guys of that ilk are struggling at the big league level. Not Mason Wynn, but Jordan Walker certainly has had his struggle, and I think that has a lot to do with it. I think that's a big part of why that has happened. You know, the moment you started seeing them move off of people who had been in an organization like Mike Shildt for so long, and bypass bringing a guy in like Skip Schumacher when they had the chance to. You can kind of see how it could have gotten away from them.
All right, that was a pretty good job of breaking all that down in 2 minutes. What is your name? Chris, that's your name. What do you think? What happened to the Cardinals?
Well, everything Tony said is right on. They also finished second in the division last year.
They had a strong
end.
So they're
not completely, fall apart.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say.
But, yeah, I think they changed the... change their way about doing things, and it's been so successful for a long time. So we'll see if they can have some success with this.
Yeah. Listen, Marmol is who the manager, did a good job with that team last year. He ended up getting them to second place. That being said, the comments from Connor Thomas, I don't think that's something he needs to be putting him on blast for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not this.
You can have a bad because you never know. You might need to be a Cardinal again at some point.
What if the Brewers want to send you back? He was a Rule 5 draft guy.
I'm just saying, like, all those things he said could be true, but they don't need, they don't have to be out in said in a public setting. Like, you could have just been telling the Brewers folks, man, I'm so happy to be here. Like, you guys are doing so much. I felt like, but to now go to the media, yeah, man, that's kind of, that could be burning a bridge that you don't necessarily need to burn.
Yeah, you don't need to put people on blast.
Number three.
All right, Duke, North Carolina has been a must-see college basketball game for years and years and years, but lately it hasn't really been that big of a deal, and ESPN fans are making it known they're over it, including this guy over here. A lot of criticism was thrown towards ESPN's way because of how much they pushed this matchup on people. College reporter Dan Wolkin tweeted, quote, ESPN needs an intervention in a 12-step program at this point to let go of its addiction to this increasingly irrelevant game, which I thought was really funny. So, Chris, you're up first. Is Duke, North Carolina still top-tier big deal?
Not to me this year. North Carolina is not even in the tournament as it sits right now. Appreciate a national writer finally standing up to this. I was watching the, I think it was Alabama and, I don't know, Kentucky or somebody like that. One of those big SEC games. And I was just saying to Lori while we're sitting there, I'm like, you know, these are really good teams. I get that. And the broadcasters build them up like the greatest teams in the history. But you know what? The Aztecs can compete and play with these teams. They just don't get to be on national TV and have broadcasters talking up how great they are three times a week. So, you know, I understand, you know, ESPN's a good thing because it gives a lot of exposure to the game, but it can be a bad thing because it's slanted in, you know, what they present. And a lot of people believe that these teams are much better, and they're just not. The players is the same goes for the players. Look at the NBA draft. Look at the players that star in the NBA. You don't remember seeing any of them on ESPN during college because they didn't play for the teams that ESPN shows constantly.
Not anymore.
I'm just glad this guy said that. I it's not going to change, though. They're going to show North Carolina Duke anyway.
What do you think, Tony? Still a big deal? No.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think those teams have always, up until this point, have always warranted being on national TV. No, Duke and North Carolina for, let's just, minus the last 5 years. I don't even know if you can go back five because it wasn't that long ago North Carolina was in a final. So, you know, I just think that they have earned that right to be there. And maybe this last couple years hasn't been great. And, you know, maybe in those years ESPN should look to maybe, you know, bring some of the other schools some limelight. But I don't think that, although I'm a blue blood hater in some ways, I don't think they should be penalized, you know, based off of a couple bad years. I remember growing up watching Jerry Stackhouse and Grant Hill and Allen Iverson and Ray Allen. Like, I remember watching all of these superstars play in college. That's what made it cool to follow their career, right? And a lot of times they came from schools like North Carolina and Duke. That's not the case right now. I think because of the way college sports and landscape has changed, is everybody has a chance to shine anywhere they go. So I just think the landscape's different. And so to Chris's point, maybe ESPN needs to kind of change with the times a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. We don't have time for 2-1. We have to do a carryover, which we were trying to avoid, but we did not. So what I'll do with this time is Nate is asking, Tony, how many doors do you have behind you and where do they all go? There's legitimately four doors I can see. Like, I can see three, but there's like a great door question, jam on the left.
I hope he doesn't go walking into the closet on his way out the door half the time.
So there's a second bedroom. That's the this door right here is to the bathroom. Right.
Okay.
This is a closet.
That is the closet. All right.
This is a closet, and then that's the front door. But it does look crazy. You have three doors lined up like that.
I think you're gonna. Yeah, I see you doing a Get Smart Don Adams move.
If I turn my computer more, you see another two doors though.
That is a lot of doors. That is so many doors. That is so many doors.
I didn't even think about it until Nate asked that question. That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. All right, we have Dallas Mavericks are continuing to anger their fans, and then Trey Turner pulled a fast one on Max Scherzer, and I think it's kind of hilarious. So we'll talk about that on the other side.
The Mavericks story is really good.
Okay.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.